The Lord was born a tiny baby, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And the angel told the shepherds the sign by which they could tell that it really was the Lord. They would find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. The Lord wanted to be born as a new baby. New babies are in such a special state. We can see their beautiful shining eyes and their tiny hands. And the Lord sends angels from his highest heaven, the heaven of innocence, to be with them, both when they're in the womb and when they're newborn. And we can almost, when you hold a new baby or you look at one, you can almost feel the innocence from the Lord touching you. It calls on the innocence that the Lord gave you when you were newborn. Sort of like we can hear the angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." The Lord gives us innocence and peace from the time we're first born. He blesses us with these states. Little children love their parents because of the love that pours into them from the Lord. And for little children, parents represent the Lord. And so they love their father and their mother, and that is a kind of love to the Lord with them. And then when we grow up a little bit more, the Lord blesses us with love for our neighbors as well. Little children love their siblings and their friends that they play with. And so right from the very beginning of our life, the Lord gives us the two great loves of heaven, the loves that make heaven to be heaven, love to the Lord above all things, and love of our neighbors as ourselves. And the Lord stores up these states with us, deep inside of us, and so the heavenly doctrine calls them remnants, because the Lord makes sure that those states remain with us all through our life in this world and forever in heaven. And so the Lord gives us these states as the foundation of strength against evil spirits too, because when evil spirits, when we grow up some more, evil spirits begin to bother us, then we have these remnants from the Lord inside to balance the influence of the evil spirits so that we can still choose heaven. And these remnants, these holy states of innocence and love, open our minds more and more. And so we learn to walk and to talk. We learn to behave in a becoming way. We learn how to share with our friends. We learn what things to do to be helpful and what things to not do because the Lord doesn't want us to. We learn the stories of the Word. We learn about the Lord and about heaven. And the Lord stores up these first truths of innocence and love with us. We read that the swaddling clothes with which Mary wrapped the Lord signify the first truths with the Lord, the truths of innocence and the truths of divine love. Because one reason the Lord wanted to be born as a new baby is that he too, as a new baby, received divine remains or remnants of innocence and love from his own soul, which was deep within him, which is the divine love and wisdom itself. Love poured down into his new little human nature and filled it up. In that love, that innocence, was the beginning of the strength that the Lord would need to grow into so that he could rescue the human race, so that he could cast out demons, so that he could heal all our diseases, both spiritual and natural. The Lord received these states even as a little baby, and that's how he grew into the great strength that he grew up to have when he was older. He had the strength to save his people from their sins. Now, when we think of the Lord as a new baby, we think of how sweet and innocent he was, we can realize that in that very sweetness and innocence was the beginning of his great strength. So it's a very holy state. It's a very completely important state. It's the foundation of our eternal life in the Lord's innocence that he was given as a new baby that made the beginning of his life so that he could become innocence itself, even in his human nature. The Lord was born into the world so that he could become the source of innocence for all of us. The Lord is innocence itself, and now that the Lord has been born into the world, we know who the Lord is. We know whom we should follow. Because innocence means the willingness to be led by the Lord, we know who should lead us. He's the one who was born in Bethlehem and rose on Easter. He's the one who gave us the Ten Commandments that we want to keep so that we can learn to love him above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. He's the one who saves us from our sins. And the more willing we become to let him lead us, the more he can use his great strength, all power in heaven and on earth, to save us from our sins and to make our lives fruitful and happy. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Hero, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. The Lord wants all of us to be his angels, to be his messengers, to share his love and wisdom with each other. And we can represent this by sharing candlelight with each other. As the Lord said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and may glorify your Father who is in heaven."